Welcome to 5 Minutes Alone, the weekly podcast of the Bering Drive Church of Christ. I'm your host, Jeff Christian, preacher at Bering. Find out more about Bering Drive at our website, beringfamily.org, as well as on Facebook and Twitter at Bering Drive. And if you are in Houston, we would love for you to join us each Sunday morning. This week's episode, 2.4, A Little More Repentance. In the history of God's people, the concept of repentance emerges interestingly enough during the times of the kings when the people took the gift of God's promised land and started dividing it with their own will. In fact, after the people looked back on their own history and rewrote the story of Jerusalem in 1st and 2nd Chronicles, you get this beautiful image of a powerful king doing something you would not expect to see from a politician. He repents. From 2 Chronicles 32:26, "Then Hezekiah repented of the pride of his heart, as did the people of Jerusalem." And then from that point forward in biblical history, we see countless times when people of power return to God. Unfortunately, there are more examples of times when people do not repent, which is where we come into the story. Every day, we are faced with the temptation to take over. You know what I mean, right? It's the temptation to place all of our hopes and dreams in the kingdoms of this world, forgetting that our true home is in the heart of God. It's the temptation to forget to seek the will of God, which is the opposite of repentance. You see, to repent is to remember. It's that aha moment when a Christian realizes that he or she is not placing proper focus on seeking God's will. Or to get really biblical, it's when a group of people, you know, kind of like a church, finds themselves focusing more on worldly things than on the things of God. I have deep respect for something an old friend of mine would say sometimes in church leadership meetings when we would get off track. He would gently say, "We're talking about the color of the carpet again." Now, this is not to say that we have no responsibility. Of course, we have to make decisions to get through our daily lives. But what I'm talking about today is what I think Jesus is talking about in the opening words of his ministry. Jesus said early on, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." I think this harkens back to Hezekiah's move quoted earlier, when a man repents of the pride of his heart that too often distracts us from seeking God's will. And even Jesus prayed the night before he was crucified, "Not my will, but your will be done." Do we really need a better example than that? Augustine said that pride is the root of all sin. Now, whether it's the root or not, it gets us in trouble. We could probably spend today doing nothing more than repenting of pride and find ourselves realizing just how much we forget to depend on God. So here's a triple dog dare for you today, and I promise to try to do this as well. Look for moments when your pride gets in the way of your repentance, and then seek to live a life of repentance. Now, this is not about guilt and shame. What I mean is, this is more than the dictionary definition of repentance, which defines repentance as to feel such sorrow for sin or fault as to be disposed to change one's life for the better. But, you know, to me, that sounds like 100% effort. And this is not a test of human will. On the contrary, repentance is a decision that lets go of human will and turns our lives over to God. It begins where Jesus begins his teaching, at identifying our pride and turning instead to God. And if this cyber preacher can be so bold to my podcast land brothers and sisters, it is our delusions of control in a worldly setting that often distract us the most from the kingdom of heaven, where we confess to God that we daily want to be near to God. About 700 years before Jesus' preaching, Isaiah called the people of God out on the carpet just before they were taken off into captivity to relearn what it means to depend on God. Isaiah delivers a message straight from God. This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. "In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength." Now, that sounds good and reasonable, but Isaiah does not end the sentence there. He continues with the haunting line, "But you would have none of it." I mean, why? How could this possibly be? How could we take the promise of salvation and rest in God and ignore it? Well, I know why. Because of our pride I know firsthand. I've mastered pride through the years. I'm probably better at pride than anyone I know. Tell you what, ignore that last line. I'm making my point all too well. Where was I? Oh yeah, pride and repentance. The largest concentration of repentance in Scripture is not pointed at individual sorrow for sin, but to churches who have lost a grip on reality. In Revelation 2 and 3, in Jesus' letters to the seven churches, repentance is called for more than any other time in Scripture. Pretty appropriate, don't you think, that one of the last Christian documents of the biblical era focuses on calling churches to not lose focus. Jesus begins his public teaching in Matthew with a call to repentance, and then one of the last direct messages we get from Jesus is calling churches to repentance. I think we ought to pay attention to that. Well, I'm here to tell you that the family church I serve here at Bering Drive Church of Christ is a good example of a body of believers who keep focus on Jesus. We don't claim to be the best, which is not what church is supposed to be about anyway. What we claim is the salvation of God because it is promised to those who keep doing that one main thing, repent. So again, from one of the very first things Jesus said in his ministry, a good place for us to start today, a call and a promise, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near.